Mainers worried about a loss of mental health services asked the Health and Human Services Committee today to block a change to eligibility requirements planned by the LePage administration. The new rule could potentially move thousands of Mainers with mental illness to less intensive services. Administration officials say the people affected will still receive support, but as Patty White reports, those people fear they'll lose their ability to live independently.
Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew wants to be clear about the changes in rules for mental health services.
People are not going to lose access to appropriate mental health services. This has been framed as a cut, as opposed to how do we continue to ensure that people are getting the most effective treatment to help support the best possible outcomes for the individuals.
The kerfuffle involves one section of MainCare, Section 17. It provides daily living support and skill development services to individuals with mental illness. Mayhew says it's designed to help people with the most severe forms of mental illness, like schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorder. But currently, about 8,000 people who receive these services are diagnosed with other illnesses, like depression, anxiety, and PTSD.
We are certainly not suggesting that those are not serious mental illnesses that require treatment. What we are saying is that the research suggests that the treatment is medication and psychotherapy.
Mayhew says some of those individuals are likely better served under other, less intensive MainCare services. But Portland-based social worker Dawn Burley says for some, the change in eligibility will amount to no services. Burley is on the front lines implementing the changes, which are scheduled to go into effect April 8th.
Which means I'm the one taking the calls, listening to clients' stories, and unfortunately turning a lot of them away now. And there's really not anywhere to send them. It's a big gap in service that this is going to be creating.
It's prompted enough concern that affected Mainers petitioned lawmakers to intervene. It's a rare move that's been done twice this session to halt proposed rule changes to MainCare services. At a public hearing on Friday, many consumers told committee members they fear losing services and the progress they've made. David Rand says he started receiving Section 17 services about 4 years ago because he was facing eviction from his apartment.
Without staff's help, I would not be able to do things for myself, like doing the laundry, going grocery shopping, and other things like that.
Rand says without those services, he risks losing his apartment. Tiffany Murchison of Bath says that Section 17 services helped her overcome PTSD and agoraphobia that was so severe she couldn't even walk down her driveway to get the mail.
10 years ago, with the help of community support, I was able to step down from care and eliminate my need for services. I went on to become a Meals on Wheels volunteer, business owner, and my husband is able to work full-time. Under the proposed changes, I would not have been eligible for services that saved my life and helped me be the wife and mother that my family needed.
Others who spoke at the hearing, like Jack Comart of Maine Equal Justice Partners, say it's not the change in eligibility they object to. It's the transition to other services they fear is too much, too fast.
We do support moving people to more clinically appropriate services, which this seeks to do. We have some doubts whether it will really accomplish it in a smooth way. And so we're more recommending sort of a go slow approach.
Though the rule goes into effect April 8th, the Department of Health and Human Services says consumers will have up to 90 days after that to make the transition. Advocates want a transition plan and more time. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.